I'd heard so much about these modern gladiators and their weight room heroics that I wanted to find out for myself just how much harder it really is compared to what the average weekend warrior puts himself through just to avoid buying relaxed fit jeans. The plan was simple. I would work out with these guys 3 times a week for 6 weeks. If you last that long, said Mike Barwis, Michigan's former strength coach, in his famously hoarse voice. But there are 4 signs that I shouldn't be doing this before I even showed up. When I asked Barwis if I should prepare by lifting weights, he said, no, it's too late for all that. Well, there's 1 sign. Okay, I said, what is it not too late for?
Running.
Why running? We're not going to run.
Because your heart is going to give out before your muscles do.
That was the 2nd sign. I got the 3rd sign when I finally showed up for my first workout and they gave me a clipboard with 6 legal waivers on it, each one describing some new and novel way I might die in the weight room. If you drop the bar on your neck and it snaps, sign here. If you're standing there and your heart explodes, sign here. The 4th sign came a moment later when Barwis paired us up with our workout partners.
Bacon, you're working out with Foot.
That would be Larry Foot, the former Michigan All-American linebacker turned 2-time Super Bowl champion Pittsburgh Steeler. He has paid millions of dollars to snap quarterbacks in half.
Hi, Larry. I'm John.
I started my first set of squats. I'd done this hundreds of times, but never like they do it. They are fascists about form, so each set feels twice as hard as it would doing it your way. After a few reps, I was dying for Barwis to yell,
"Rock it!"
Finally, he said it, and I thought, great, time for a break while Larry Foot lifts his own weights. Nope, no luck. It was time to take my pair of 10-pound weights off the bar and put on Larry's rack of reds and blues and yellows, a veritable lifesaver's roll representing a few 100 pounds. Doing that was actually a bigger workout than I had just finished. Okay, but now I get to take a break, right? No luck. Next, they made me do lunge jumps, abdominal crunches, and incline push-ups while Larry Foot did his squats. It was actually worse than the squats themselves. After a few of those, I was dying to get back to doing the squats. And after a while, I was just dying. Barwis was right. Just 15 minutes into my first workout, and I was sweating like a pig and panting like a dog. You could have taken my pulse by touching my hair. After 30 minutes, I was in deep trouble, mouth breathing, head back, eyes half closed, and it occurred to me you might be able to throw up just from lifting weights. I had to find a trash can, and fast. Barwis had seen this look before, so he just pointed and said, "Trash can's over there," then calmly loaded Foot's weight bar once again. I started walking towards the trash can, then running, and finally I bolted and just made it in time to lose my breakfast repeatedly and loudly. With my head in the dark trash can, I was hoping that just maybe no one had noticed. Fat chance. I lifted my head out of the trash can very slowly, and a great cheer went up. The Michigan football team was giving me a standing ovation, all for puking in a trash can.
Yeah! Go, Bacon, go! Get rid of the poison. We have a winner.
Yes, there is a snobism in the Michigan weight room, but it's not based on your stats or your weights, just how hard you're working. I was the oldest, weakest, and fattest guy there by a long shot, and I was fully prepared to take a lot of crap for all of it. But I never took a single shot for any of that. So long as I was sweating like they were, the players would yell and urge me on and high-five me after each lift. In their eyes, I now had the same status as every other guy who had puked in that trash can. Which is to say, everybody. After that, the interviews for the book were easy. It was the greatest career move of my life.